When Warren Buffett met Charlie Munger in 1959, neither could have predicted they'd form history's most successful investment partnership. This pattern repeats throughout creative history. John Lennon and Paul McCartney, Marie and Pierre Curie, Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak. Joshua Wolf Schenck's Powers of Two shatters our most cherished narrative about innovation, that of the solitary genius working in isolation. The evidence is overwhelming and hiding in plain sight. Behind history's greatest achievements stands not a lone individual, but a pair of collaborators. This revelation has influenced how companies like Pixar structure their creative teams and inspired artists like Lin-Manuel Miranda in his collaborative approach to Hamilton. The revolutionary idea at the core? The pair, not the individual, is the primary creative unit of human experience. What makes creative partnerships spark? The answer lies in a delicate balance between similarity and difference. When Lennon and McCartney met in 1957, they shared profound similarities. Both had lost their mothers young, both loved Elvis, yet were temperamentally opposite. John, aggressive and sarcastic, Paul, diplomatic and charming. This combination of homophily, love of the same, and heterophily, love of the different, creates perfect creative tension. Too much similarity leads to stagnation. Too much difference creates unbridgeable gaps. The most productive partnerships balance security with novelty, familiarity with challenge. Like converging rivers, creative partnerships blend through presence, confidence, and trust. True partnerships require investment. Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger spoke daily for years before partnering, while Neil Brennan and Dave Chappelle spent 10,000 hours building their relationship before Chappelle's show. This investment creates what psychologist Daniel Goleman calls limbic resonance between two brains. Trust emerges when partners take risks together. Steve Jobs called it giving freedom to take risks, while economist Robert Shiller notes that trust lets people stop thinking strategically about others. Partners develop a shared identity with unique language and boundaries. Brennan and Chappelle protected their creative space. Everybody just get the fuck out. Me and Dave are the only guys who know how the show works. Their private language included phrases meaningful only to them. Intimate pairs develop matching speech patterns and cognitive frameworks. The shift from I to we marks true confluence. Partners thinking as a unit, even developing transactive memory where they store and retrieve information collectively. Three archetypal relationships define creative partnerships: star/director, liquid/container, and dreamer-doer. The Van Gogh brothers exemplify the spotlight-shadow dynamic. Vincent pursued revolutionary art, while Theo provided financial support and stability, with Vincent noting, "We have our work and we have faith in one another." The liquid and container dynamic emerged in Lennon and McCartney's partnership. John was the iconoclast who challenged authority and convention, while Paul was the diplomatic organizer who worked within the system. Engineer Jeff Emmerich observed Paul's meticulous nature contrasting with John's apparent chaos. South Park's Trey Parker and Matt Stone demonstrate the dreamer-doer dynamic. Parker, the visionary, focuses on creative development while Stone manages business operations. Though Parker often receives sole credit, true creativity emerges from their combined strengths, the meeting of dreamer and doer. Emily Dickinson exemplified selective engagement, not truly isolated, but maintaining careful distance while staying intellectually connected through correspondence. As a likely highly sensitive person, she needed solitude due to heightened environmental sensitivity. Different models exist. Gilbert and George function as one artist, while Andrew attempt to eliminate all separation. High-functioning pairs recognize that optimal distance varies by temperament. Kahneman and Tversky discovered this when geographic separation hampered their collaboration. The Magic Johnson-Larry Bird rivalry shows how a subjective, competitive relationship elevated both players. Research confirms rivals perform better than mere competitors. Their success came from complementary differences. Bird's rural restraint versus Magic's urban charisma, combined with shared dedication to teamwork. Rivals provide motivation and become uniquely attuned to each other. The Matisse-Picasso relationship shows how creative rivalry transcends competition, embodying philosopher James Carse's infinite game that evolves to keep players engaged rather than a finite game played to win. Power shapes relationships, like gravity shapes matter. In most pairs, one person holds more influence than the other. As Jerry tells George in Seinfeld, "We all want the hand. Hand is tough to get." Power imbalances can create productive dynamics. The powerful are more confident but less perceptive, while those with less power often develop keener awareness of relationships. Creative partnerships thrive when people fully embrace their roles as dreamers or pragmatists. Francis Crick saw candor as essential, viewing politeness as collaboration's enemy. The Wright brothers demonstrated this through productive conflict, their partnership mirroring their flight principles, flexibility over rigid strength. This interplay creates a power dance of challenge and accommodation. John Lennon and Paul McCartney exemplified this. While Paul maintained public leadership, John held quiet internal authority. Paul acknowledged this, calling John the leader of the group, while exercising influence diplomatically. Creative partnerships break when shared faith is violated. When Crosby chose drugs over music, Nash saw it as betraying their commitment. As Vernon Chapman noted, humility is recognizing there is me, there is you, and there is us, and us is the biggest thing. Success often destroys partnerships. When Dave Chappelle's show became a hit, he rejected co-creator Neil Brennan's suggestion to negotiate together. Though Chappelle secured $50 million, he soon fled production, later admitting, "Success takes you where character cannot sustain you." Studies show that thinking about wealth diminishes collaboration. The Lennon-McCartney partnership never had a clear ending, not during management disputes, John's 1969 exit, or Paul's public announcement in 1970. Their partnership created a joint bank account of creativity that transcended individual control. Their bond endured after separation. Paul wished to work with John before his death, while John acknowledged their mutual influence. "I'll scare him into doing something decent, and then he'll scare me into doing something decent." Even after John's death, Paul maintains their dialogue through imagined conversations. Research shows that pairs, dyads, are the fundamental creative unit, not solitary geniuses. Sociologist Michael Farrell found that while larger creative circles provide support, transformative work emerges from partnerships. Dyads offer greater adaptability and deeper emotional engagement than larger groups. Creative partnership begins with small steps, acting despite imperfection and seeking help when needed. Look for unexpected connections through people who either understand your vision or challenge your perspective. Accept the inherent risks, potential humiliation, abandonment, and perhaps most challenging, success. Fear of success often paralyzes more than fear of failure. Successful partnerships require radical acceptance. Your partner will frustrate you, and their most irritating qualities often connect to their brilliance. Reality exists in the space between people, not just in individual minds. As Martin Buber noted, genuine encounters dissolve the boundaries between subject and object. Greater achievements become possible when we venture into that challenging space between ourselves and others, where creative magic happens.